Our next speaker almost doesn't need, but certainly deserves, an introduction.
I know that's right.
Karen Lewis. is at the helm of the fighting 30,000 member Chicago Teachers Union since 2010.
That's right.
And she's always stressed that she is part of a fighting leadership team. She taught high school chemistry in the Chicago Public Schools for 22 years. The historic 2012 CTU strike won not only a fair contract for her members, but also made gains in implementing many of the union's recommendations to enhance the learning process, which Karen has been a tireless fighter for. The strike inspired trade unionists and working people everywhere about the power of a union movement not only to win justice for its members, but to unite with students, parents, and the entire communities teachers serve in the fight for social justice. The CTU's leadership role continues to inspire us all. It is our honor to introduce Karen Lewis.
Larry, Faith, y'all stole my speech. So I'm going to go to education school on you. First of all, let me just say how important Chicago State University is because I took all my education courses there. Thank you. And before I went to medical school, I took a lot of my pre-med requirements there, so Chicago State rocks. And I have a master's degree from Northeastern Illinois University. Thank you. In inner city studies education. So it's time for me to do a little more. So, in case you don't know it, I'm a product of Chicago Public Schools. I went to Kosminski Elementary School, where, guess what? I started French in the fourth grade because a teacher decided that's what she was going to do. She didn't get paid extra. She just decided to do it. Go figure. Go figure. We have all these amazing people working in our schools, in our universities, and in our community colleges who are doing amazing work because it's what they want to do. And then we have a governor who worked, I know, right? When the little kids know, you know it's bad. This guy looks at the state of Illinois like it's a hedge fund operation.
That's right.
Think about it. What do? They go in and they turn around companies by doing what? Stripping out their assets, privatizing their workforces if they even keep them. That's the way these people think. You have to get inside their heads. It's not just evil. This is beyond evil. It's all the seven deadly sins, since we're here in the temple. But this is a guy who talked about turning things around. This is a run aground agenda.
That's right.
This is ridiculous. It's out of control, as he is. And I got chided for calling him a sociopath the other day. And one of the people in the media said that I have a degree in music and sociology from the same college that graduated this man. Okay? This governor who told me that we had something in common when I first met him. And I thought, oh, what could that be? And he said, we went to the same school. And I think, did he not go to Kenwood? Bronco love. Where are the Broncos? Where are the Broncos in the house? Come on. And I knew he didn't go to Mount Holyoke because that was an all-female school. And then I thought, oh, that place where I was the only black woman in my class in the first year of coeducation, the boys voted against coeducation, the faculty voted against coeducation, the trustees said, that's what we're going to do. However, that's what happens. When you don't have the grassroots with you, all hell breaks loose at the top. Think about it. I am so fortunate to know most of the people on this stage and work with them. It is a privilege to think about how we work together, because we cannot do this work alone. We were isolated at the Chicago Teachers Union. We were. We were told by so many people, don't do this. It's going to be bad for the labor movement. Whatever you do, don't go out on strike. It's going to crush. They're going to crush you. They're going to do, yeah, they punished us. But we knew that was going to happen, because if you dare to speak up, if you dare to believe in something, you will be punished. That's the way this society works. This society is now designed, and what they want out of our educational systems, like they said, they're getting rid of what courses? The humanities. They're getting rid of the courses that require you to think and to require you to have empathy for other people. They are going after social services, the things that people need in order to survive. Not live, not flourish, survive. They want to control our minds. So what do? They give us school that's been pared down. They always talk about STEM courses. Oh, STEM. Science, technology, engineering, maths. I love those. Don't get me wrong, I taught chemistry for 22 years. I know, right? But you would have loved my class if you had been in it. Because I was about, let's blow something up. First day of school, let's blow it up. People will tell you what you cannot do. I am here to tell you, you'd be surprised what you can do when you walk hand in hand with your sister and your brother in the labor movement, not just the labor movement, but in the social services. When you join hands, work together, they cannot stop it. That's why they're so afraid of it.
That's right. That's right.
They told us we would never have an elected representative school board. Well, sisters and brothers, I'm here to tell you that that bill passed out of the House of Representatives 110-4. And why is that? Because that was a bipartisan event. That wasn't just Democrats, that's Democrats and Republicans. And why is that? Because it's the right, moral, just thing to do. Right. So call Senator Cullerton, President Cullerton, tell him to move it in the Senate. And let Governor Rauner, let him veto it. Let him take his runaground agenda. The deck is stacked, sisters and brothers, and it's stacked against us, and everybody in America knows that now. Because why do you have a guy like Donald Trump? Why do you have him winning primary after primary after primary? Part of it is celebrity. We get that. But part of it is also pure demagoguery. And another part of it is people want to bring America back. When was America its strongest? When union density was its highest. Let's do the math. When union density was its highest, America, it helped everybody. This was the rising tide that lifted all boats. Not that trickle-down voodoo economics. That doesn't lift all boats. That lifts some. And we've seen a very few major yachts, of course. But the rest of us, we need life preservers. That shouldn't be that way. But they keep saying, and we know what it takes. It takes courage. It takes fortitude. It takes people like everyone up here who has come to deliver testimony to tell you this is where we need to go. I tell people all the time, there are three questions we need to ask ourselves. Who are the winners and losers in this game? Who are they? You know? Who are they? Who are the people that made the rules to the game? Because the game is rigged, sisters and brothers, and we know it's rigged. And that's why we've got Bernie Trump over here talking about this, and Donald Trump over here. I'm sorry, Bernie Sanders over here, and Donald Trump over there. Okay? Because they're talking the same thing, just from completely different points of view.
Right.
But they're both saying the game is rigged. Now, Donald ought to know. But he's a rigger. And here's the thing. What are the stories that the winners tell the losers to keep them playing the game? They tell them that you too can be rich. So what do? Instead of working together, we stand on top of one another and bring each other down. That doesn't work. That's what Governor Rauner wants. He wants merit pay. So as Tracy said, so people will fight amongst each other. I know that in merit pay in schools has never worked. They've tried it. It has never worked. And what it does is it stops collaboration. It stops the exchange of ideas that make work better. It makes our schools better. The best 4 years of my teaching career were actually my last four. And it's because I had common planning time to work with the other woman that taught chemistry. She taught it completely differently from the way I did. But I learned from her, and she learned from me. We helped each other. Now, if my pay depends on her getting less, am I going to help her? Is she going to help me? No, we're going to be competing. This whole notion of competition. We need collaboration, sisters and brothers, and I'm not talking about the kind where they shave your head. I'm talking about cooperation, love, strength in numbers. Sisters and brothers, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you coming out after a full day's work, or for you retirees, I'm jealous. I sat around all day. I know because I've worked with some of you. Arlene over there. We used to have lunch together. Not anymore because she's done. Lance, another one. I know all of you. I've seen you. But I would say to you, we are all in this together. And together, we are stronger. And when we fight,
we win!